Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite TV after show begins, we want to let you know about my new show on SiriusXM Stars Channel 109. It's called Conversations with Maria, and it's live Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Go to conversationswithmaria.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries, and your number one source for after show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Work, 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 work. You see me happy, work, 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 work. You see me do me there, 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 there. There's something about that work,
come on,
work,
Miss English,
work,
what? What?
You like
come on, Shasha, what you do with them shoulders? What up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy DJ Jesse Jan here in studio for the Real Housewives of Atlanta AfterBuzz TV After Show. I'm joined by my baby mamas, Miss Pink English.
Hello, lovers.
Hello, I can't. Miss Char Jocelle.
Hello, everyone. How are ya?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Totally.
You ready to party?
I'm ready to dip into this tea because there was enough of the damn world for this episode.
This episode was literally epic.
I just gotta say though, what's that thing like, make sure you show up to work every day because if someone sits in your seat, mm-hmm. you may not be sitting in that seat.
Yeah.
Miss Candy.
Sorry,
I wasn't missing you this episode. I wasn't missing the Tuckers.
At all. No.
Interjecting him into this episode was a waste of airspace.
It actually made me angry. Like, it almost was almost like I would have preferred them not to be in it. And then when they come back in 2 weeks, I'm like,
exactly.
Oh, this is refreshing.
Oh, we got a 2 week hiatus.
Well, no, but I know next week's going to be.
Oh,
more,
still on the trip. Right,
yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah. They're probably not going to be on it next week either.
Well, they might be.
They'll inject them like this.
I would have. They could have used. I would have preferred seeing more of Phaedra and Portia running around the island than to see the Tuckers eating their surf and turf.
With their gold plated.
Talking about Instagram.
Yeah, I can't. Well, let's just quickly talk about it. I mean, Candy over here talking about sink and toilet in the baby bath. Like,
boring.
Congratulations. That's right. Really all I can say to y'all. Todd's
Wells,
daughter,
Tucker.
Kayla.
Who doesn't know how to eat.
Yeah, it was just
properly.
You know what? I was just telling Jesse in English that my mom would have a huge problem with the way that she was eating because you're supposed to bring the food to you, not go to the food.
And she was like
she was
eating
doing.
It like she was feeble.
It was like
she
didn't
like
it. Finicky.
Like she didn't like.
It was like finicky. Like she was really finicky about
where
it.
Where you
like,
been?
Like it was her first
right.
time tasting some seafood or something.
Right. Like I know, you know what I mean? Because she's from New York, right? And I know. Them 24 hours fried fish and fried chicken spots be open. You just get in. You just be in your feelings with it.
Yes.
But you be sitting at a dinner table, surfing turf, gold. Like,
you've no been matter what in you're Atlanta. Eating, you don't even eat McDonald's french fries that way. Like, oh, I don't get it. Like, you
I
just
do.
Don't eat that way.
I'd be fucking some french fries. I'd be french fries.
Yeah. I would rather her be scarfing it down like Portia.
Instead of ripping it apart. Like,
and like... Ugh.
Different people eat different ways. Did you all see when Kourtney Kardashian taught us how to eat a Kit Kat?
How did she teach anybody?
It's this new thing. Okay, really quickly. So the way that Kourtney and Kim eat their Kit Kats, because you know that it is, you know, when you're losing weight, you got to savor the flavor. So you take the Kit Kat bar and you nibble all the sides, like the one side, the other side,
this is
and
how
around
I eat a Twix.
It. And then you lift the Kit Kat up by layers and eat it like that. Because Kim taught Kourtney, and they say it makes it last longer.
That's
like, you'll never
so
catch them
funny.
Biting into a Kit Kat like that. It's like you have to lift up, nibble the sides, and then make it so that you can lift up
I got
each
one better
little
for you.
Wafer.
Nutty Bars. Remember those? The peanut butter Nutty Bars?
Look, yes.
That's the video. It was viral. And Kim taught her how to eat. Well, she's passing it on, but
that's who I was saying.
It was hilarious.
Her boo daddy's hair is what you wanted. Like,
see,
right?
No,
it's six
wow.
steps to eating a Kit Kat.
Yeah, that's how we eat Nutty Bars and Twixes. Actually, hilarious.
I love those girls. I make no apologies for it.
So there we go. The episode's called Jamaican Beef Caddy. Perfect title.
Yes.
Let's talk about the pre-trip. So pre-trip, we got Portia looking for bathing suit outfits. Little quick thing in there that she's still kind of talking to Oliver.
Right.
So I'm wondering what that's going to lead up to. We saw Kim reviewing final stuff for the commercial shoot. Mm-hmm. We find out she's going to end up bringing her kids for the work trip because she doesn't leave her kids while traveling out the country. I do know people like this.
Yeah.
But it's kind of weird.
I read a
but
report.
I do know people like this.
I work with someone that's just like that.
I can't get mad
that
at
is,
it.
I can't.
You know, they travel for their job.
Even work. Like
for work. And yeah. they and I travel with her and she brings her son. Like, it just, it is what it is.
Under a certain age. Like, I even know, like, seriously, like, you, the kid's 12 years old and yeah. they still, it's like, they're not 16.
Especially
they aren't
nowadays,
allowed to be here by themselves.
Who can you leave your child with? People
Girl,
are
I
crazy.
Watch too much SVU to let anyone.
I watch too much Snap.
I mean, if you have okay. a sister or a brother, there's nothing wrong with leaving your child with an aunt and their cousin.
No, you can't even trust your cousin or your aunt
yes, you
these
can.
Days.
Some cousins.
Yes, you can.
You
can.
No.
In the Jocelyn family, you can. I don't
okay.
know what's going on.
No,
there
I'm not saying
your family.
I'm live, bitch. You can call not, any janitor.
No, I'm not saying my family, of course, but I watch mm-hmm. Snapped a lot of times, and I see
too, girl,
a lot with those people.
Ain't none of those bitches
families.
From Snap upon putting their resumes into the Janity household.
Well.
Nor the Fields.
I just don't agree with it, and I read a report this summer on TMZ that production was really, really pissed off at her for that. Because it was supposed, it was strictly a, but what I didn't understand
they can only
is
be
why,
mad because they have to pay for it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Right.
They can't
but
be mad.
My question is, how
way.
Do they not know about
purposes.
It? How do they not know about it, but then get tickets
I
for
I think
the
she
kids?
Gave them an ultimatum. Like, I'm not going unless my whole family can go type thing, and they wanted to include her in the scene. But why bring a nanny to Jamaica, but not bring one to D.C.?
Because she didn't think that D.C. was going to be that way. I think she honestly thought that the kids were going to have child talk, child play.
Because it was
play.
More Phaedra.
It was Phaedra saying playtime with the kids. Mm. So she really thought it was going to be a out-of-state
And, you
date.
Know, Phaedra was probably like, girl, I ain't bringing no nanny. Like, you're going to be fine.
Yeah, the
like,
kids will be fine.
I'm bringing a team instead. I ain't bringing no nanny.
Yeah. Can we get the live feed, please?
All right, so either that's going to be really a preference thing. So I'm interested to see what y'all think about Kim bringing her kids. Another thing is, just to put it out there, you know, I don't know if this is true or not. I would be interested to know, because how old is the youngest son?
I think he's like
so
two.
I think he's two.
Yeah, that might be really, because honestly, I'm thinking about my nephew. I don't see my brother and
Absolutely
my his
not.
Wife leaving the kid,
There's
leaving
no
the
way.
Country and not bringing that child.
There's no, the country.
Even to leave it with my parents, I don't see
yeah.
my sister-in-law allowing that.
I
like,
agree.
Not right now. Maybe when he's four.
Yeah. I wouldn't do it either. My mom has raised five of us, and I can't do that.
Leave your kid.
I wouldn't
you
be able to do
kid.
That. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, we see Cynthia and Peter. They're talking about the Jamaica trip, and Peter really wants to show the girls an authentic Jamaica trip, the fish fry and all.
I wanted to go to the fish
yeah.
fry.
So did I.
A Jamaican fish fry? That seems so turnt.
Mm-hmm. All the way.
It seems like nonstop rum and the freshest fish. And the dance hall.
Like, you know, you get like, fucked up, pregnant,
yes.
and just full.
Yeah. Maybe body slammed, because we've all seen those World Star videos.
Yeah.
And all
yeah.
Yes. I saw someone rip this girl's weave out of her head.
Yeah.
He was, like, humping
she
her.
She probably wasn't even mad at her.
He was like, yes. he would have had to die.
No, these bitches that be jumping off, like,
yeah.
20-foot buildings and, like, landing in between
splits.
These bitches' legs.
Uh-uh.
Like, I can't.
You ain't dancing with me like that. We doing it the clean American way.
Tells Peter that she's going to go with Kim for the commercial, and that set up a whole bunch of tea. So we get on the airplane. Only reason I really want to mention this is because the editors... When you start watching, after a while, you just start picking up certain things. And mm-hmm. I don't know if they use this one specific shot of Portia talking about her mimosa, but Chris in the background was being a weirdo. I don't know what he was doing with his hands, but he was like...
When she was doing it,
when she was on the airplane talking about her mimosa,
I didn't even notice him.
No,
in that
I know,
shot.
But that's
yes,
the only
was.
Reason
he was standing up next to her, like mimosa,
wanting to be involved in the conversation, but nobody was really like involving him. And I was like, are they just playing this to just?
That was such a random,
so random.
Mm-hmm.
So they get to Jamaica and they're on the shuttle bus, which, by the way, I keep calling Kim Fields' husband Chris Bosch. Because that's what
totally.
He reminds me
of. Okay.
He got pterodactyl face a little.
You're right. You're
and
right.
And they have the same sort of rumors floating around about them.
Little Sour Patch Kid. So they're on the shuttle bus, and Lord, we find out Sheree done brought Bob Whitfield.
You know, Bob is disgusting to me, and always has been since he was introduced on the Housewives, just with the way that they laid things out. And he just doesn't look like he has the best hygiene to me. I know that's such an off-color comment, but I just imagine him having an odor.
Well, obviously, he's probably paying some child support because I don't think she would be letting him come.
Yeah, I think they're in a better place now. You know, Cairo's 19, so he ain't got to pay child support no more. A lot of the times, you know, you turn 18 and that gets cut off. And wasn't Cairo her youngest, or does she have a... No, she has a daughter. Yeah.
Kylie or something.
Oh, I don't know her name. But I thought it was interesting to see them, those two together, because it was so
co-parenting
bitter.
Co-parenting with no kids.
Remember, they even were on a Yonla Fix My Life.
Yes, they were.
So things had gotten really, really messy with them, and Bob was acting like a child when they did that whole, when Sheree took him to court for child support, and Phaedra was representing her, and he's sticking out his tongue and running throughout the building and stuff. Like, mm-hmm. It was just too much.
Yeah.
Too much.
Yeah, but I am happy to see them, that if they are coming together to try and work on some sort of friendship for the kids, if they've been able to work themselves to that place, that's cool.
I noticed in the live feed that people are commenting saying that Peter's accent got thicker when he went to
But that Jamaica. Happens.
I was about to say, that
when I go to Boston...
listen, don't catch me in Texas okay, gotta be or in Chicago. Chowder. It's like I kind of lose myself. It's just like I forget myself.
Well, yeah, you hear it around you and you just soak it back
well,
up.
When I'm
people even
California.
In the comments.
Yeah.
People
totally.
Even in the comments say that I have, because out here I abbreviate everything. You know, I make it, I live in the Valley, so I'm like, I'm a Valley girl. We went to Korean, I call Korean barbecue Kobar. Like, I just do all this stereotypical stuff.
You're
of
a Kardashian
Valley girls.
Now.
Right, Kobar. But if I were to go to Chicago, like my friends were visiting from Chicago this past weekend, and I'm sure I was sounding all different types of country, so. There's that.
Yeah, it just happened.
Well, welcome back, Shar. We missed you.
Because you do sometimes give a little New Orleans slang.
Do I?
There are times.
Huh. I'm glad.
There are times
it's good. Around. But I mean, I'm from here,
little,
so.
No, I know, but you give a little Southern flair at times.
Well, hey.
I can kind of see it.
Mm. All right, so Kenya brings Matt, who is apparently using
belle,
the more hair hair products.
Yeah, I used more hair today, too.
Did you? I gotta say, though, if Kenya's using more hair products, her hair has been looking better. It's like,
but sometimes in different atmospheres, things like, I have a friend who swears her hair slays every time she goes to Miami because of the humidity in the air.
And mine does some disastrous stuff in Miami. Yes.
So.
We got a little sex talk with Portia and Phaedra. That was cute.
Like, everybody's like, not Kobar.
Kobar. And then we get to the shade. I got to say, Portia, Phaedra, and Sheree were on point.
This
as far as being producer
King
minions,
yes.
They were just
yes.
here for it. So, Cynthia, who did you pick work with for the commercial shoot?
Right.
Which is not, I didn't see Phaedra as being messy in that instance, because Cynthia kept emphasizing the sole reason that that we're all here is
for that.
So I looked at that as an innocent question. I didn't look at that
first,
as Phaedra being messy.
At first, she said, well, long story short, Kenya couldn't make the creative meeting, so I went with Kim. Then Phaedra came up, ooh, now she kicked your best friend out to the curb because she ain't making meeting.
Yeah.
Phaedra always makes jabs at Kenya, whether it's in the confessional or terror face, because Phaedra doesn't see it for Kenya and never has.
Nope.
So.
Kenya was a little bit confused, or all the way confused, and then continued to be like, you know, she just is confused. I have so many great ideas, and she just needs to see my idea, and then she'll know.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you think that Cynthia should have heard Kenya out?
No.
Because I'm on the fence about that.
No, I feel. Before this trip, though, Kenya should have been well aware that she was not doing the commercial.
But the thing is...
End of story.
But the thing is...
But she never showed up to
that's
anything.
That's what I'm going to say. So, Cynthia had a meeting planned. She didn't show up. Kenya should have followed up and said, hey, can we meet this, and this?
Because you don't show up to the day of... You don't show up to the location of the shoot.
Thinking that you're going to be able to
pitch.
Shoot. Yeah, it's
thinking
not,
you're going to be able to pitch
when,
your ideas.
When the thing is, she already has everything already all set up. Like... Everything's already planned. It's done. You think we're going to plan it while we're here?
Exactly.
We don't have that much money.
Sense. And for Kenya to be so professional and to, you know, have this TV career.
Why would she assume that?
Wouldn't you
think logically, what do I need to bring if I'm going to be helping or if I'm going to be...
Yeah, 100%. That's why it blows my mind that there was no conversation from the creative meeting to Jamaica. How are you guys friends? You haven't spoken in that amount of time. Your best friend...
I think they've spoken, but they just didn't speak about it, because the fact of the matter is...
Jesse,
if you're pitching a show to me and I invite you out for Kobar, mm-hmm. and if you two are pitching things to me and English shows and you say you can't make it, you and I can still have a friendly conversation. But if I decide that I'm going to go with English, what is there for us to talk about? And if you don't say anything to me about it, I don't owe you an explanation because this is my stuff. You're pitching to me.
And I'm speaking to you from a business standpoint. If you, obviously, it's not something that you want to do. I'm not going to force you to
do it.
Wait,
I get it business-wise.
Yeah.
100%. Because my thing is Kenya kept saying, I'm insulted as a businesswoman. You're not insulted as a businesswoman. You're insulted as a friend.
As a friend.
And that's cool to say that because as a friend, I think Cynthia is in the wrong in this situation. Kenya's in the wrong as well because you didn't show up to the meeting.
But it wasn't a friend situation. It wasn't invited. I mean, we're friends, so yes, I'm asking
you. It wasn't a friend situation. Kenya Moore has no resume to even do a fucking commercial. Like, the fact that I'm even thinking to allow you to sit next to Kim Fields.
But she saw Kenya's commercial that she did, and Kenya's commercial actually was good. Yeah. So she probably thought...
Not to rush ahead, but like Nene said, you just don't do things like that with friends. You go with Kim Fields, the newest castmate. You don't know her on that level, but you know she has the receipts. The resume to back it up.
Of course, yes.
You don't work with your friends in situations like that.
Right.
I don't think so. Just like you don't work with family in certain situations because people let the emotions of the layered relationship affect the work. I've heard too. I'm sure we all have I hired my cousin or my brother and he's not meeting deadlines and I don't know how to fire. We've seen it on all the little... Mm-hmm. You know, ask so-and-so, how do I let go of my brother? How do I fire my cousin? You just don't do it. You just don't do it.
Yeah, we see Cynthia we get to the hotel, Hotel Moon Palace, which is beautiful, minus the carnation flowers. I thought it was just funny, this Sheree and Bob in the room, where he was like, oh, we can rekindle. And
she's
like, you can sit over there. And my red bottoms, thanks. And then we get to the commercial meeting.
They put the eye on her. I forgot that. And I was like, that's why I thought it was so funny when Portia was like, which one? Because we all know Bob Whitfield is cross-eyed. Okay, we all saw it.
Yeah.
He is very cross-eyed, so I just left Portia.
We get to the commercial meeting where Cynthia and Kim, which even more impressively, Kim starts the meeting off with, I shaved more off the budget.
Mm-hmm. What more is there to talk about?
Right.
But how... Cynthia.
So what else is going on?
Wait, but Cynthia could have been like, as a matter of fact, I did too.
Right.
Shaved more off the budget.
More.
Oh, that was a cute play on words.
Kenya shows up. Well, before Kenya shows up, Kim's saying, well, so what did you think of the idea? She said, I love the idea. I want to have one of my friends in it. Mm-hmm. She said, obviously, my first friend would be Kenya. Kim gave a little like...
Because that's your best friend.
But...
Right.
It's so funny to me how quick Cynthia... But if that doesn't work, that's cool. You know, we can go with whoever. And then...
Which is understandable because, again, this is business.
She's the director.
And I know that you don't see it for the woman that I call my best friend. So if it's not cool with you, I can find a substitute because I want my commercial to be the best.
Yeah, I just wonder if she told Kenya she was going to be in it, which still, again,
so.
At the end of it.
This was still a cast trip, regardless.
So Cynthia tells Kenya that she's good with using her for the shoot, but she feels like, not the directing because you can't really have the whole...
So basically she'll be a PA.
Yeah. Whatever we can fit you in. Kenya
in
feels
turn.
She deserved a conversation before, which, and she's insulted as a businesswoman, more as a friend. Kenya was not including Miss Kim in the conversation. Actually, she was kind of doing like what's her name did on Potomac, Giselle.
Yeah.
Where it was like, Kim's clearly at the table.
But I hate when people do that. Yeah. I feel like it's immature, but we're talking about
it. I love
Kinga
the way
here.
Kim handles herself.
I do too. I love it.
I love the way she is. You will never see her sweat.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
I admire people like that. I really do. It takes years of, I'd imagine, discipline and practice.
Mm-hmm. And having a good person.
Like she said, I'm Kim motherfucking. But like, bitch, what? Mm-hmm. What did I look like on this show acting a fool with you? Over some little girl, I'm someone's wife. I'm somebody's mother. I'm Kim Fields.
So my elevator does not go down that low.
No, mine wouldn't either.
She said, Kenya felt she deserved a conversation in it, which I'm open to agreeing with that conversation. Kenya says,
But to me, Jesse, that makes no sense.
What makes no sense? You can't tell me that you aren't my friend, and so we haven't spoken from a situation to a trip.
So you're not going to be in my commercial because you didn't come to any pitch meetings, which is common sense.
Yeah.
You know you didn't come to any pitch meetings. So why are we wasting time having this conversation?
So why am I coming to Jamaica?
Because it was a cash trip.
Everyone was going on a couple's trip. Just so
you
happened,
just
so happened she was going to be shooting her commercial there. But she invited everyone
on a couple's trip. That's why they were upset, of course, with Kim's kids coming, because it was a couple's
trip. Oh, no, you ever went in for a job, and then you apply for the job, and then they say, thank you, but unfortunately we're going with somebody else?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, like, when you get
That's never happened to me. When
you get to a certain level...
I'm going to get it, but it's like, if you don't hear from us by Wednesday, we've chosen to go with another candidate type thing.
Well,
I've
basically
never
the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, very similar to that, but it's like... I don't know, like, in production, if you're coming down to two production companies, I don't know, like, when you're going to produce something, there's a conversation in saying, we're going to go with this production company over this.
But both would have had to show what they were.
But was there a conversation where Kenya said, I can't make it to this one? Can we talk about this later?
Yes, she did. She said it on
so
the phone.
So then she said, can we talk about this later?
But then Kenya never followed up.
But what did Cynthia say?
But what would you do, Jesse? If I pitched you and then I never followed up with you? Are you going to keep hounding me and calling me English?
I would. The ball is in your court.
It's in your court. You want the job. I'm paying
you. You didn't make it
you.
To my meeting.
I'm paying
this
you.
This is my... I'm the HBIC.
Okay.
You didn't make it to my meeting. You called and you wanted to reschedule. So the ball is in your court.
Yes.
Because you're supposed... Your job is pitching to
I'm
me.
I'm not going to pay...
Me as the HBIC, I'm not seeking you out when I have Gold sitting right next to me who came with the... What are the boards called? The...
Vision boards.
The board... Like everything
Story
already...
Storyboards.
Look, y'all, I get it. I understand that 100%. I just think in looking at Cynthia, the way Cynthia's acting, she's scared of Kenya. All of this could have been handled, taken clear, but it becomes a little messy because now Kenya's getting new information. We all know how Kenya reacts to shit. Kenya thinks she's Cynthia's best fucking friend, and now she's being told, oh, well, A, B, C,
but
and D.
But you can't assume
and now Kenya's
just
acting
because
like
we're
child.
Friends that I'm going to beg you to have a conversation with you
about
business.
Something you want to help me
it's
with.
It's business. I'm not going to beg you to write you a check. I'm just not. That's what it's.
But it's not about
line.
That. But it's just being like, hey, girl, I'm going to go with Cam.
Saying Cynthia
over.
Called her.
But the thing is, she said that she wanted to have the conversation with them privately. But Phaedra brought it up on the bus.
No, we know Cynthia called Kenya in that, and obviously that is wrong. My question is how did that end? Did it end with Cynthia saying,
For example, how about this example?
I understand what y'all are saying.
No, listen to my example. You know how we meet with Kevin.
Guys,
okay?
This is not the same situation. If I had a conversation with Kevin, Kevin would have a conversation with me and say, hey, you didn't show up, you didn't do this, I'm going with this person, to be real. But that's because Kevin's friendship is like that.
But you didn't let me finish my point. So I met with Kevin, for example, okay? Mm-hmm. Kevin said, Char, this is what I see for you. Do this, 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 and this. If I don't do this, 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 and this, The ball is now in my court.
Yeah.
So I'm supposed to do this, 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 and this and report back to Kevin. Kevin not about to blow up my phone like, Char, where's this, 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 and this? So that in this situation, Kevin is Cynthia and I'm Kenya.
Yeah.
Because he not supposed to call me.
Mm-mm. I mean, I get it, but at the end of the day, this just goes to show, Kenya, you were never anything to Cynthia. You were not her friend in any real...
I disagree with that, Jesse.
I think that they were really friends, but it also is an uncomfortable situation when your friend
you ain't my friend if you can't tell me that you go... Business-wise, you ain't going with
but
somebody
she
else.
Did
you didn't
tell
give
her.
Me anything.
I didn't give you what?
You didn't give me anything.
So it's common sense that I'm going with someone
you
else.
You never gave me anything to
never showed up.
Of what I was
you never
go
sent
with.
A bitch an email, nothing. Yeah. So it's natural selection.
How am I
going to
make a decision?
We're dealing with Kenya Moore, though.
But just because you're Kenya doesn't mean anything. You're not going to get a special thing. This is a job at the end of the day. Take friendship out of it. Like Mimi said, this is a business.
That what's a business? I understand this is a business on both aspects.
We can agree to disagree.
But that's all it is agreeing to disagree. I mean, it's just, you know, how you would handle friendships, right? Kenya says, I just want to know, you probably haven't done any as far as commercials, which I'm wondering if Kim actually has done commercials because she had no comment. Kenya says, you're the 50-year-old woman telling me to grow up. Kenya, you're close to that, so.
And Kim Fields isn't 50.
So,
And nothing
but it's
wrong
crazy
with
how
50.
It went from just having that, like,
we're talking
back
business,
and
you're
and
talking
then now
ageism.
You wanna, now she just turned on a switch to demean me and yeah. talk about me physically and my everything. It,
to
it
me,
just went
here's
there.
The
it
thing that was really
there.
It didn't have to go there. I mean, yeah. Kenya showed her true colors. Yeah. At the end of the day, this was the most authentic Kenya Moore I think we've ever seen. I think you really see Kenya.
Well, we've
her
been
friendship.
Seeing Kenya.
Yeah, but Kenya is very calculated. I don't think she was calculated in this. I think this was her getting ambushed, and she felt ambushed, and she just released all of her emotions.
Where was the ambushization at, as Trina Braxton
would say? Like, as Chris said, in Kenya's mind, where she thinks this is her social circle, she thinks Nene's off the show, Kim is new, I'm the head bitch here, mm-hmm. and Cynthia is my friend, and this person's my friend, and I have this. Mm-hmm. And now she's looking at it like, well, wait a minute. You know what I mean? Now she's working with Kim, Nene's here, and she's. It's like, I'm not that head
bitch.
I'm
the
not
only
that
part where I can agree with you with that standpoint at is with when French, Cynthia threw her under the bus and said that we're still getting to know each other.
That's
the only part.
But
the
I don't
Kim
think she
thing,
got ambushed. I think that if Kenya would have acted mm-hmm. the same way if Cynthia had this conversation with her behind closed doors and what's her name? Kim wasn't sitting there. She would have reacted the same way.
No.
Yes.
Kenya is so selfish.
Kenya
would have
been
Kenya's
very,
very
upset.
Selfish, but I don't think she would have reacted the same way. She was
she
so mad.
She would have been mad the same
My
way.
My friends don't get a special pass. I have best friends. I have regular friends. I have associates. I don't navigate our friendships by thinking, oh, how is so-and-so going to react to this? No. If I'm telling her no, you're getting no in the same way. I'm not walking on eggshells for your feelings, especially if you're pretentious and self-centered
yeah.
and happen to be my friend. I'm not rewording, rerouting, anything.
But isn't that what Cynthia wanted from Nene?
With what?
As far as how Nene spoke to her, Nene speaks to everybody the same way, but Cynthia felt like she wasn't being treated that way.
I thought Cynthia's issue was respect. She didn't feel like Nene respected her.
But Nene felt like she did give her that respect. She said, you're just taking it that way. Just because I called your husband a bitch, now the way that I talk
well,
to you.
Well, that was Cynthia's fault, because if she felt that way in that moment, it's Cynthia's responsibility as a grown-ass woman to speak up then.
Yeah.
Just like with us,
yeah.
don't come to me in June and be like, Char, you know that one time on Real Housewives of Atlanta, Real Housewives of Atlanta, season 8, episode 3 after show, you said, I'm going to be like, girl, what? Girl, fuck on somewhere. Like, don't, yeah. it's your responsibility to say something in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
So that was on Cynthia. If she felt she was being disrespected by Nene, then she should have said something then.
Kenya continued the name calling with Kim Tootie Fields. Did Mrs. Gary teach you that? You're tired. Everyone says that you're a snooze fest. Like, Kenya.
Do you? No, she said, do you know what people say behind your
which back? They probably
so
all
Regina
do.
George. Yes.
It was
yes,
so Regina George.
Mean
but,
girl.
Which is probably the truth. And I think in that moment, Kim looked at Cynthia and was like, I don't need to be friends with anybody in this circle.
And she said that.
Yeah.
She said that. If you all don't like me, whoopity fucking do.
Because Kim believes Cynthia probably has said that. Portia
yeah,
has said that.
Because
Paige
she,
has
but
said
she
that.
Even admits to that. She's not denying that she's probably a snooze fest.
Ooh, I think she was a little irritated.
You
that
think
she was,
so?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, she said she stood in when they went on that dreary yacht ride when she bought her own Tupperware and books. It's like she openly admitted to it. But I felt like she was, because it was already a tense moment met with
yeah.
so much
yeah.
aggression, and you're attacking everything from
my age
to my acting credentials,
yes.
and now you're calling me boring. So it was mounting tension.
But the worst, Kenya, you done. I mean, at this point, I don't even know what to. You got up and pulled this bitch's
no.
chair.
There is no
like
way.
Like Kim said, you are now invading my I need 2 feet. Bubble. You have insulted me, and
yep.
now you are in my personal space.
Yep.
This is about to escalate to a level that neither one of us want to see this at. And
yep.
I'm totally with Kim on that.
Yeah, I agree.
Totally.
And this is where I feel like a few episodes when what's his name? Her nephew. What Tammy's
Glenn Rice Jr.
There was a conversation in the chat, in the comments where we were talking about Kenya. Kenya always goes to show, improve, how bad she fucking plays these people, from Celebrity Apprentice to touching somebody's phone to this. It's just like
the blowhorn with
the blowhorn.
You
are
a
the
dumb
wand.
Hoe.
But then whenever someone does something to Kenya, she's always the victim. And then when someone says, "Well, Kenya, why are you the victim?" Because my mom left me.
That's it.
That's the story.
I know someone personally like that right now.
They blame everything. Everything on their family.
This is not the oppression Olympics, okay?
No, it's not, baby.
You need to accept responsibility for your grown-ass actions.
Yep.
I know someone like that right now.
Yeah,
you don't
true.
Come home and say you had a bad day.
No.
Because their day was worse.
Like, the worst. I think we all got a friend like that.
I'm not in a competition to see who had it worse growing up and shit. Like, no. You can have that.
Right.
If that's what you want to win in, you can have it.
Little orphan Annie.
You can have it.
Catch that. She said my elevator doesn't go that low. She walks off and
Kenya's following
and
her.
And then Kenya
clapping.
No, and Kenya had the damn nerve to sit down and say, "I was willing to work with her."
The bottom line is, I was willing to work with her.
Who's going to work with that? You act like an animal.
Like, literally, there's no way that, like I said when we were watching it, that if I watched myself doing that, I would cringe.
Okay, so y'all didn't... Okay, my thing is why are you having a commercial meeting? If you've already decided to go with Kim, and business-wise, we've all said, well, Kenya didn't show up to the meeting. Why was Kenya even at this dinner?
Because I think that when Phaedra brought it up on the bus, it invited... it opened up the conversation. Cynthia even said from the beginning, she was like, "I'm going to have a conversation with Kenya when I get there, and I'm going to have a conversation with Kim." So I don't think she planned to have them both there, but because it was brought up on the bus, it was kind
of
like,
everybody,
we
like, might as well
have this conversation now.
I see that.
Well, Miss Cynthia, that was not the smartest idea. You should have definitely had those conversations separately.
Cynthia's not the sharpest pencil in the box either. So. Yeah.
True that.
And like her husband said, she got baited in.
Puppeteered in, which is true because the producers probably set
that whole
situation.
I love Kim and her husband's relationship.
Yes.
I love Chris. She went to go vent to him.
We hated him all season. Well, this, not hated, but
I liked him.
We kind of were just like,
I didn't see what she saw in him until this episode.
Right.
If I had a man like that in my life, he was like her number one cheerleader.
Yes.
He's funny. He's insightful. He had a way to bring it in.
And he let her get her anger out.
Yes.
And it was like, you need to calm down.
And he shifted perspective and added insight. We all could use someone in our life,
absolutely,
a significant other like
and
that.
And especially, I mean, there's a
he
lot of things
sound
outside of the entertainment field, but in entertainment especially,
you need
speaking
someone like
of
that.
Kevin, that's the one thing he always says, is you need to find a cheerleader. If you're going to be in this business, you can't. There can't be two superstars.
Yep.
Because when you get two superstars...
One of y'all needs to be NeNe, the other
needs
to be
Greg.
Greg.
And you know what's so funny is we joke about every time we see Greg opening the door and all that stuff, but when you see these
work.
Hollywood relationships, that's usually how it goes
that's
down.
That's what makes them work.
Yeah.
So Kim's venting to Chris, and then Chris went into preacher mode. I wish we could get some like gospel music right now, because he was like, "You're infected right now. They baited you, and they want you to find the exit door.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let them be wrong. Let them be wrong where they are. She's butthurt. She can't qualify. I can't even square off these mutants that they be finding in the street." Talking about Matt.
Yes. He hit every pointer. He needs to take Ayala's job, or they need to do.
First of all, no.
I don't like her. I don't know
why you guys love her so much.
Ayala reigns supreme, honey. You need to get into her.
I don't want. We actually in this room.
You need to get.
She was sitting right where you sit.
You need to get into Mother Van Zandt, because she is good at what she does.
She needs to do an intervention with the housewives.
Not even with her little show. I'm talking about some of the past stuff, the Oprah visits and stuff. Like, she is good at what she does, and her books are incredible.
Make sure you guys check out Black Hollywood Live's Conversations with Ayala. Cynthia, NeNe comes strolling through while Greg was busy moving the rum punch.
I love that whole scene, and I love the nostalgia that they gave. I love seeing NeNe and Sheree interact.
Yeah.
Like, that made me feel all warm inside, because we've just been with them since season one.
But their friendship seems...
But how do you feel about Cynthia and NeNe being friends again?
I'm here for it.
I am too. But you know what's ironic is that Cynthia's like, everything's fine, like, in the world. Me and Peter are finally at such a great
point.
That's
weird.
And right when her and Nene are friends again. And that's whenever her and Peter are actually good. So
she said,
that's her life support.
You know, the only thing out of that, it was just, you know, she was telling Nene and Greg about the commercial conversation, everything that had just happened, mm-hmm. and then said, well, you know what? I'm going to put Nene in Kenya's place.
I'm just like, y'all.
Just had to start them.
Kenya's so extra. When she was at that table, I'd rather gouge my eyes out with these spoons than talk. I'd rather burn myself.
If I could read Matt's brain in that moment, like, what the fuck did I get myself?
Exactly. I'm trapped on the island with this dingbat.
That's exactly how his...
You know, he wanted to sit with everybody else every time Kenya's like, let's go here, let's go here, let's do this.
Like, oh, God.
Because then just imagine the toxicness in which she's going up into the room and telling him her story.
And he doesn't know the backstory. Like, he doesn't know anything about it.
Even so, he gets a front row seat to it, and I'm sure he's like, well, these people seem pretty reasonable, but this bitch, like, he gets a front row seat to the scenes and everything, so.
Yeah, whatever. I can't stand him anyway.
Me
so
either.
We get to dinner.
He wears me out.
Who,
he reminds
Matt?
Me. He gets on my nerves. He has a Corey Gamble affectation. You know, Kris Jenner's new boyfriend. If you watch The Cards, then you know.
Well, he gives
if you
me
all
up.
Watch The Kardashians, then you know. Corey Gamble is an eye roll every time he opens his mouth.
Yeah, but he gives me. He might play for a couple teams.
Yeah, he plays for another team.
Matt, I think, is straight, but it's just like.
Corny.
Also, you think Kris is gay?
Mm.
You do.
Yeah.
Do you think?
Because he'd be wearing like this glossiness, and sometimes I'd be wondering about makeup on him.
Just because I don't watch that show, but what I have seen, I'm like,
And body language, I just be trying to pay attention to body language.
What show? You don't watch what show?
Kardashians.
I thought we were talking about Kris. Wait, which guy are we talking about?
Kris Jenner's dude.
Oh, I thought we were talking about Kris. That when I asked, do you think Kris is gay?
Oh, that Kris.
I thought you were talking about, isn't that Kenya's man's name?
No, Matt.
Regine's man.
Kris is Kim's man.
Okay, right. That's who I was asking.
No,
she's not a lesbian.
Okay, no, I don't think Kim
Fields' husband's... Well, she technically kind of is a lesbian because she was dating Bruce.
No,
but Bruce wasn't Caitlyn.
I do not think that Kim...
In physical porn.
I do not think Kim Fields' husband...
How you doing?
Kim Fields' husband is gay. I think they are in love with each other. I think
he's
comfortable with himself, his wife, his kids, and he's a goofball.
I don't think Kim Fields' husband is gay.
I hate the fact that they made him out to be this way. I hate that they created that whole storyline on television. Yeah, he's super corny.
He's just corny.
But I hate that they did that to him because when I really got a chance to know him or see how he is.
Okay, wait. Y'all, we are not saying Kris on this show is gay. I was talking about Kris Jenner's boyfriend
Corey Gamble.
Yeah, there we are.
Now, he'd be wearing lip gloss and he has the childbearing hips, which doesn't really mean anything, but.
Okay, so at dinner, Bob makes a comment about having sex for 15 seconds. Sometimes 15 seconds is a good second. No, it's not.
With yourself.
It's like, actually, you know what, Bob? Here you go. Maybe you could start Instagram porn because they just started Instagram TV shows.
Oh, did they?
Where it's like a clip of 15 seconds every day will go up and it makes an episode.
I have a friend who has a 15-second show on
Instagram.
15 seconds with Smith.
Maybe Bobby could.
What do they talk about?
Get into
it's
that.
Just like
an interview.
No, it's like really, really quick. He does a lot of red carpet stuff, so it's just like promotion, really.
No. Instagram just started a scripted show.
But you have to wait every week?
No, every day 15 seconds come up.
Cool.
It's called Shield 5 if you want to check it out.
So you can put them all together and watch the whole thing.
Yeah, 28 days at the end of it. You can watch a full thing. Anyways, but maybe Bob could start 15-second pornos on Instagram.
First of all, can we just change the subject? I really don't want to talk about Bob Whitfield and sex in the same sentence.
Why, you think it's funky?
Can you not?
What did you think about everyone gagging when Miss Nene came through?
I loved it.
I loved it, too.
I loved it.
Did you think Portia and
Nene.
Phaedra were upset about it? I didn't.
No, I don't think they were.
I think they were shocked.
I think that they have a new blossoming friendship that we have never seen as viewers before. And I literally could have watched a full episode of just those two.
So the next day when Nene said, oh, I feel like Portia and Phaedra are phony or being mad at me.
She said acting funny.
Is that because that she feel kind of side-eyed?
She sees it. She sees it for what she sees, that they have this newfound friendship where they don't really necessarily need her.
I don't think they side-eyed her. I think Portia felt like, I was just talking to you, NeNe. Like, we're friends. Why didn't you just at least secretly tell me that you were coming?
Yeah, she knows production-wise.
But I feel like that's probably why she felt that way.
I wouldn't be feeling no type of way, girl.
It's a surprise. Get over it.
Kenya wants to see...
Shar, you are disgusted.
Kenya said...
I was. About Bob Whitfield,
NeNe
absolutely.
And Cynthia. Kenya says, I want to see that relationship work out with respect to me. This their friendship has nothing to do with
me. Next.
Cynthia says, everyone is involved in the commercial tomorrow if everyone wants
in
to
the
be
commercial.
In the commercial.
In the commercial.
Kenya says, I can't. It just won't work out.
Okay.
Yep. Yep.
Are you done?
Nope, but Peter had to go there. What's wrong, Kenya, with Kenya and Kim? I'd rather
gouge my
eyes.
But can we go with Peter again?
Out. Yeah, one in the whole
thing,
piece.
But the thing is, he knew the situation because King had talked about it, or Cynthia talked about it
about
with him.
Seven times.
So why does Peter always...
Peter is just making a great show.
Oh, he wants his peach in Jamaica.
And they should give it to him. Mm.
The first house husband.
You think so?
Atlanta.
Yeah, he has stirred a lot.
I would love if Peter had a peach and was in the middle.
No.
You know I'm kidding.
Right. Like, the day that happens, I'm getting my spot on The View. So she said, I'd rather gouge my eyes out. I'd rather set myself on fire. I'd rather go drive off a cliff than bye.
She said hitchhike.
Bye.
Then why are you sitting here?
Bye.
Right.
But the funniest is at the end of all that, Portia. Oh my God, you're suicidal.
Right.
Oh my God.
Like, and Peter was like,
that probably was just total ADR, and she actually really didn't say that out loud.
How
that
could you not?
Peter said, give her a torch.
Oh my God.
Portia.
But the funniest
Portia.
Part, though.
I can't wait to see her on Celebrity Apprentice.
Oh my God. The funniest part, though, was as Kenya leaves, Mr. Chris Bosch read her down.
Yes, he did.
And NeNe was like, read, honey.
He ain't playing.
NeNe see it for what it
nothing
is.
Nothing nice.
Read, honey.
Yes.
He said, in her mind, this is her circle. She's threatened because, you know, Cynthia and Kenya are BFFs.
Uh-huh.
Everyone says they're BFFs. Ah, who BFFs? Who's BFFs?
They are BFFs.
They are, I mean, they're BFFs.
Sheree and Kenya? I mean, Kenya and Cynthia?
Absolutely. They've
and Sheree
been BFFs.
And looked at NeNe and said, you're ruining this, NeNe.
She even involved her daughter with Kenya.
I'm over Cynthia and her not wanting to claim Kenya.
Well, because
I'm over
this bitch said...
so crappy.
Well, you know, Kenya and I are getting to know each other. You don't just say you're BFFs. My question to y'all, I mean, I think I asked you this before, but like... When Cynthia met NeNe, how long of a friendship was that before she asked her to sign a friendship contract?
I swear that was first season.
Of them knowing each other, right?
Yeah.
It was very in the beginning.
Like, when I say first season, I mean Cynthia's first season. But by the way, I have to shout out her sister Mallory. This is the best she ever lived.
Yeah.
I don't know if she has a new man in her life or if she's just moisturizing. But this is the best I've ever seen Mallory look.
She got some of that go naked hair. That's what it was.
No, even her skin looks better. Like, she looked good this episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that, I get it. I forget who that was. But BFFN, CC Freak, yeah, best friend for now. So the next day we saw... everyone kind of talking about the situation. We saw Portia and Phaedra at the beach. Phaedra talking about, damn, I thought Apollo was going to come up.
Funny.
True.
And when she busted out her fix it Jesus line on Kenya.
Mm-hmm.
Again, because everybody knows that was a legendary read of reads at
mm-hmm.
that reunion.
Oliver might come out to Jamaica.
Which
like
we
Oliver.
Saw in the preview, he does come.
Mm-hmm. I like Oliver.
We saw, well, before we get to that, NeNe and Sheree, they were rekindling their friendship.
I love that montage Bravo
mm-hmm.
walked us through.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I liked it because out of all of them, seeing her and Sheree's friendship, like seeing them hug and all that, you can see the history that's between them. Like,
yeah. Like,
before the show,
yes.
before all that.
Yeah.
How do you all think this episode would have played out if Shamia and Marlo had come?
Shamia would have been doing too much. And I think Marlo.
I don't think Shamia would have been doing much at all.
Really?
Because Portia wasn't really doing too much.
But
and
Portia wasn't
him,
doing too much the other time.
I think Marlo would have been the one in this episode.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Marlo would
no,
have
No, I think
her
Shamia
ass.
Would have been twerking and trying
Not
to do
with
too much.
Not in the room, she wouldn't.
She probably would.
I don't think
would.
She would.
I think she would.
Mm-hmm. And then we see Kenya and Matt were with each other. So after Sheree was with NeNe, she went up to go see Kenya.
To spill the tea.
Literally.
Would you consider Cynthia your best friend? Because, girl.
Would she you?
What she said.
What she said about you?
You know, because she said...
And Cynthia sat up there and told a bold-faced lie to Kenya.
Wait, what?
Remember when Kenya confronted her about this?
Oh, yeah. No,
she
that was...
She was like, I just said that. Da, da, da. No, that's not what you said,
She
girl.
Said, no, girl. I said, we are close and our friendship is evolving. No. You said...
I'm still getting to know her. I mean, it kind of... We just kind of hanging out.
But I got to say,
but
though...
But the thing is, they really became friends because... Cynthia, because they were both against Nene. That's how it really all started.
And, I mean,
so that, that's
making,
probably what
no,
made
Cynthia
them...
Cynthia also said, I don't see anything wrong in Kenya. When Nene was mad at Kenya, Cynthia was like, well, I don't see that in Kenya. Kenya's actually nice to me, and I'm not going to play favorites. And
you know, Kenya was making valid points when she brought up all that Nene literally dragged Cynthia by that
blonde
wig.
But that's what you do when you're mad at somebody.
No. That's what you do when you make valid points. Now, that is... I'll give Kenya that.
Yeah.
I'll give
her
that.
Yeah, but I'm saying, yeah, she made... Like, obviously,
how,
it is a valid point because
no,
you're...
No, I've been best friend... I've been through huge fights with my best friends.
But the thing
and
is, Nene wasn't
and
really ever
up.
Best friends
exactly.
with Cynthia.
Well,
so
really?
That's what... No!
Well, I'm just saying, because the way that the receipts
what?
At that table were looking...
You said what?
Nene was never really best friends with Cynthia.
They were TV best
They were TV
yeah.
friends.
I mean, yeah, but still,
so the thing is, so when it gets dirty, she's not going to drag her through the mud like if we were friends and I would gently drag you through the mud because we're friends. She went going all out.
It
that's
wasn't
what,
to the mud, through the mud. It was to hell and back.
Yes, but that's expected. It what I
no.
wouldn't expect
Oh, but that
anything.
Goes back to the other thing. Why is that expected? It's not expected from Kenya. Why is it expected
expect
for Nene?
There are people who get into it all the time who are TV friends who don't do it. The Love and Hip Hop has been more civil than how Nene dragged Cynthia.
Because
no,
you know Cynthia
throw,
knows
they
how
get
much.
Down.
That's I'm just, saying fight, physical fighting yeah. aside, Love and Hip Hop has been more civil. Some of those draggings. Nene went on Watch What Happens Live. Think yeah. back to this episode and
she dragged
sat
Cynthia.
Up
yeah,
there
but
for 30
verbally,
minutes.
Love and Hip Hop, they physically
that's why I said
get down.
Fighting aside, physical altercations
but
aside.
But there's nothing else aside to put to the side.
Yes, there is. There's plenty of arguments on Love and Hip Hop.
And they all fight. The only one that I've ever seen get back together is Remy Ma and Rashida. I've never seen anyone on Love and Hip Hop have a civil
well,
conversation.
That's not the argument that
no,
we're
no,
having.
No.
We're talking about this one right here.
Right.
Yeah, so go back to you
about
in
any,
Kenya.
Anybody getting back together. I was saying that I've seen more civility on Love
I
and Hip Hop.
I agree with you in the situation
fighting
of
aside.
Kenya. In this situation, what Kenya's saying, she's bringing up valid points. Nene dragged Cynthia through the mud, so the whole
and
best friend
right,
conversation is irritating
jumped.
To me.
The thing is, they just picked up where they left off.
Yep.
It just seemed like Nene just showed up, and Cynthia, if I were Kenya, I'd be like, oh, so you're just tossing me to the... Like, that's literally what it seems like. Are
well,
you
because
forgetting?
She was never really her friend.
Right.
But I'm saying...
No one is disputing that,
but
English.
But Kenya's getting upset because she's seeing, like, oh, bitch, I
like,
really was
damn.
Nothing to you. Like that's
I'm
all. That's why I said this is the most authentic we've
house,
seen Kenya. She's
crying
really
to you about
it.
My mama and stuff, and you are not even my friend. Like that is.
But
no
Kenya's
one's disagreeing
never
with
really.
You.
No, I'm not saying that you're disagreeing.
This is
with
when
me,
the little boy who cries
but Kenya
wolf.
Wasn't really any Cynthia's friend either. No one's really friends at the end of the day so when
I don't
when
know if
when
that's
it does
for us
when
believe.
It does get
know,
when
I
it does get thick and they do drag each other through the mud, it's expected. I'm not going
to
expect more out of someone who's not really, really my friend when
but
it boils
me,
down to
me, honestly,
I
outside of watching
police,
the show, I would think Kenya and Cynthia probably had an actual more
you think
cemented
Kenya
friendship.
Can actually be friends with someone?
More so than Nene. I see
well,
Nene being off
Nene,
and doing things
but do
where...
But do you think that
no.
Kenya could actually be
no.
a real friend?
No.
That's what I'm saying.
I think she has puppets,
exactly.
and I think she
that's
has, like,
that's what I'm
pets.
Saying. At the end of the
we
day,
can only judge
but I don't know
see.
Kenya, because, I mean,
we,
when
I
met her,
say,
she was super nice, and she was super sweet.
But we've seen her on TV and how she acts
right,
with her friends.
You know how
TV versus
TV
real life.
Is.
But
you know how manufactured reality TV is.
Look at Nene.
So it's not fair for us to believe these women's relationships.
But we can say that about anything. Can we say that Kenya's storyline really isn't real? Like,
I've been saying that the whole every. That's why I think she shouldn't be on the show. Half of these women aren't even housewives. That makes no sense. Why we're even watching a show called Housewives and half of them aren't housewives. Anyways, let's move into predictions. What else is going on?
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
And also, at the end of that conversation, Cynthia, I just can't talk about, are you done? Because we got to go. Peter's calling.
That was as bold I've ever seen.
That was the boldest I've ever seen.
I like Cynthia.
Kenya decides she's not going to Kingston. Next week, we get the commercial shoot, and Kenya's just off in her little paddle boat.
Mm-hmm. And just, in the back, though. Yeah. She's in the frame. She's in the scene, in her paddle boat. But what's really cute is that they used all the girls.
They used all the girls in the commercial.
That is cute.
Yeah.
And Greg. Kenya stayed at home. We see Cynthia crying. And then Sheree is spilling the tea about Chris, Kim's husband.
Yeah. So Sheree's just...
I love it.
Geppetto over here.
I love it.
I'm excited. I'm here for it. This episode was great. I want to know what y'all think, and I can already imagine what is going to be typed down below, but that's fine because we love it here and we all love each other just like The View. But thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzzTV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You guys can keep the comments going down below. Hit subscribe, and also please subscribe to us on iTunes. Hit me up everywhere on social media at DJ Jesse J.
You guys can always find me on Instagram at Pink English as well as on Twitter, English Speaks.
You can find me as Char Says So on everything.
Boom! Till next week, same time, same place. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.